The kakapo is one of the world's rarest parrots. It is also the fattest, an endearing, flightless bunch of feathered personalities living on isolated islands at the bottom of the world, trying to fend off extinction. I'm Jez Brown, and I'm here because in 2019, Radio New Zealand made a podcast series called The Kakapo Files. It followed the kakapo and the kakapo recovery team through the 2019 breeding season, and I, stuck here in London, was a devout listener. We followed the highs and lows, but ultimately the success of the kakapo's most fruitful ever breeding season. And now, 3 years later, the kakapo are at it again. For you see, the kakapo do not mate every year, but time their reproduction in coordination with the mast year of the rimu tree. The mating season is well underway, and as far as I can tell, Radio New Zealand aren't producing another season of the Kakapo Files, at least not at the moment. The last season is still online. Do go and find it, and please listen to the companion series, Voice of the Kakapo, which will quickly bring you up to speed. Because it is my intention, working with my friend Kate Harrison, to bring you some audio coverage of 2022's Kakapo mating season. This isn't intended to be a documentary, we have no budget, and we'll essentially just be regurgitating the Kakapo recovery team's social media posts. But I hope it will provide a weekly set of updates for people like me who like to get their Kakapo news on the tube while thousands of miles from home. So sit back, relax, kick off your shoes and put your feet up, and enjoy Episode 1, Sex and Pipettes. Kia ora, welcome. We're a little behind on covering the action, but it's been a sexy time on the nether regions of New Zealand as the rimu fruit and the kakapo root around. We're going to assume you already know quite a bit about the kakapo and not delve too much into the history of the birds, but the key thing to know at the start of this mating season, there are 201 living kakapo. There are slightly more males than females, and the birds are spread across four predator-free islands: Vanuatu, Pukenui, Hauteru, and Te Kākahu. Most of the mating is taking place on Whenuaho, just off the coast of Stewart Island, and Pukenui in Fiordland's Dusky Sound. Both these spots are right at the bottom of New Zealand, on the west coast, and pretty isolated from the rest of the world. Also, all kakapo have their own individual names, from Adelaide to Zephyr, both of those girls, by the way. And the entire living population has had its genome sequenced, as it's not only important to produce new baby kakapo, but try to improve the genetic diversity between what is a pretty inbred population, sort of like that town your mum always told you to wind the windows up as you drove through. You know the one. The kakapo recovery team are tasked with helping make as many new kakapo as they can, and in the 2019 breeding season took the population from 148 to 213 individuals, a substantial increase on the previous record. Since then, there have been some deaths, but the hope for this season is that the kakapo population never again dips below 200. To help the team keep on track, they use a fridge door, because when you're operating in the outermost regions of New Zealand, you use what you've got. On the fridge door, all the birds' names are written, and there's a helpful key to keep track of exactly who has mated, who has produced eggs, whether those eggs are fertile, and finally whether those eggs become chicks and those chicks survive. It's an uphill battle for the birds, and many don't make it, but we'll be referring to the fridge door a lot in order to keep you up to date. And if you can't wait for us to do it, you can find the Kakapo recovery team across social media. We'll be repeating what they've posted almost word for word, so remember, you heard it there first. Now, onto the sex. There's been a lot of it. And that's a good thing. Not just for self-confidence, but because the more a female kakapo mates, the more likely she is to produce fertile eggs. A kakapo will lay eggs about a week after mating, so let's see who's been busy. As of January 26, 2022, there have been 16 eggs laid on Whenuaho and a whopping 47 eggs laid on Pukenui. Probably has better lighting or something. Of those 63 eggs, 2 have been lost, 12 are infertile, and 22 are fertile, leaving 27 as an unknown quantity at this stage. The superstars from Whenuaho are Pearl, sitting on 3 confirmed fertile eggs, and Solstice, sitting on 2. The superstars from Pukenui are Aparima, Marion, Wa, Waikawa, all sitting on 3, while Stella is sitting on 4 fertile eggs. That makes Stella our female kakapo of the week. That's something we just made up and might not continue with. But if you want to send her a certificate you made with macaroni and glitter, I'm sure she'd appreciate that. As for the boys, let's give it to Gulliver. He's had his way with more than one of the ladies and carries the gold dust that is Fjordland DNA. Well done, son. And just to keep track, the birds who've been artificially inseminated so far are Bella, Mama, Rakiura, and Tumeke, all having taken a flight of fancy from the magical sperm copter. Perhaps you should look it up. That's it for our first episode. We hope to bring you an update each week. We also want to use the kakapo's popularity to highlight other endangered New Zealand species, which is largely all of them. So if you have time this week, please look into the little spotted kiwi. It is the smallest of the 5 kiwi species, and at one point only 7 individuals remained. It currently only exists on 8 offshore islands and within the Zealandia Native Wildlife Sanctuary. 20 of the birds even share pukenui with the kakapo. To think, there's somewhere kakapo actually outnumber another bird. All kiwi are at risk from climate change, so please think about your personal choices. As for the little spotted kiwi, if you saw the size of this bird and the size of its egg, it would make your eyes water. Little spotted kiwi, we salute you. We'll be back next week with the kakapo egg count. This episode was written and recorded by Jez Brown and edited by Kate Harrison. Please do follow the kakapo recovery team across social media and support New Zealand's conservation efforts if you can. See you again, bird lovers. Mā te wā.